Turn this morning to Proverbs chapter 2. Be looking at the whole of this chapter under the heading, The Benefits of Wise Words for Godly Living. The Benefits of Wise Words for Godly Living. We come this morning to look at the benefits of wisdom. When we are seeking wisdom, when we are giving ourselves to the knowledge and the truth of God's Word, there are benefits for the believer. There are rewards for the person who walks in a wise way. The second chapter of Proverbs describes these benefits for us. It's one long sentence in the original. And here we have a father speaking to the son. And he's setting before him the clear value of wisdom. Notice that this is a child of the father that's being addressed. Here we have one who has already learned the first of wisdom's ways. He's already found the beginning of wisdom. This is the one who has the fear of the Lord. This is a believer that is being addressed. This is someone who is in Christ. As we look at the benefits of wisdom this morning, I'll be mentioning the things that we are to be doing. But doing things will never earn us salvation. We can never work our way into heaven. We can never give enough effort so that God will look at us and say, because you've worked so hard, because you've given yourself to all these things, then I will save you. That's not what Proverbs 2 is saying. But it's speaking to the believer. It's speaking to us, a child of the Father. And there are benefits and rewards as we search and follow wisdom. And these benefits, these blessings, as we look at them this morning, I hope that we get excited about them. I want the benefits of wisdom to stir our hearts, to engage us. We should delight in the value of wisdom or the benefits of wise words. As I've said, Proverbs 2 is one long sentence, and it's a conditional clause. It's a conditional statement. It includes an if statement followed by a then statement. If you eat all your vegetables, then you can get ice cream. If you tidy your room, then you can go outside and play. It's this conditional clause that's being set out for us. The benefits of wisdom, the great joy in wisdom, is conditional upon things that we are being called to do. If we want to enjoy the blessings of godly living, if we want to enjoy the benefits of following wise words for living, then there are certain things that we are to be doing as Christians. The Father is speaking to His child. These are words that any father would do well to say to their children. They are words that any child, any son or daughter would do well to listen to in coming from their parent. We are to be actively involved in pursuing wisdom so that we may discover and so that we may rejoice in the wonderful blessings and benefits that come from us. And so here is God the Father speaking to us, calling on us to receive His wise words, to listen and to treasure up the wise words that we may be benefited, that we may be blessed as we live and walk with Christ. So let's firstly this morning Look at the conditions the Father sets. The conditions the Father sets. Verses 1 to 4. These set out for us the if part of the statement. This is the if clause of the conditional sentence. If you receive my words, if you call out for insight, if you seek it like silver. This is the Father appealing to the son or the daughter. If. Do these things. Take this to heart. Live out these if statements. Let's look at them one by one. Verses 1 and 2. We must receive the word of God. If you receive my words. This is more than just listening to God's word. We're to grasp it. We're to store it up. We're to treasure God's word. These words of God are called His commandments in the second half of verse 1. It's the law of God. We must be willing to listen to God's law. And treasure God's law. Look at verse 2. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. Again, it's more than just listening. It's not enough for us just to sit down and to listen to God's word being read, and then we assume, I'll be wise because I've sat there and listened. This appeal from the Father is that we are to give ourselves to listening. That means our ears are to be attentive. But not just our ears listening to the words, but our mind is to be engaged, thinking about what is being said, listening carefully to it. So, and it's not just our ears and our mind, but it's also to be our heart. We listen with our heart. That is, when we hear things that are true, our heart agrees, yes, that's right, that's true. When we hear things that are wonderful, our heart agrees, yes, that's a beautiful thing, and we get excited about it. And this is how we are to listen to God's word. Not just listening to the words that are being said, but thinking about them. And then having our heart engaged with the truth. Either in agreement and saying, yes, this is true. Or being excited by it. That truth delights me. I love that truth. I want to remember that truth. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. Be fully involved in what you listen to from the Word of God. Perhaps when you sit in church, all you do is listen, or partly listen. Maybe your thoughts are elsewhere. Maybe your mind is engaged in other things. When you leave, you can't say you've been listening. That's not what the Father is calling on us to do with His Word. There are wonderful benefits in having wisdom. There are wonderful rewards for having wise words. But we must be receptive. We must grasp the word that's being read and explained and preached. When we are reading it ourselves, we are to grasp it, make ourselves attentive to it. Store it up. Engage our hearts and our minds with these words. If you receive my words. You want to know the great joy of wisdom? You want to know the wonderful benefits of walking according to the wise words of Scripture? If you receive the words, there's something that we must be doing. Receive God's words. Listen attentively. And then in verse 3, and this is the second if, we are to pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. This is another condition. If you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, we are to ask God. If we want the great benefits and the rewards of walking wisely, then ask God for wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. What are we to do if we want to walk wisely? Pray. Ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God to help you understand His truth. Have you prayed to God for wisdom? When was the last time you asked God to give you understanding? To give you insight? In James 1, we are told that God gives us wisdom. We are to ask Him. Pray for wisdom. Pray that God would fill us with wise words for godly living, for Christ-like living, if you call out. And then the third condition for the benefits of godly living is diligent study. Verse 4. If you seek it like silver. If you seek it like silver. We're to search for it as for hidden treasure. When I was a little boy, I loved going to the beach with a bucket and spade. Sometimes in the car we talked of treasure being hidden in the beach. And whether it was movies I watched about pirates or smugglers or books that I read, the Hardy Boys and so on, these great books, there was always treasure to be found. And so I would go down to the beach with my bucket and spade and I would dig diligently for about 30 seconds and then get bored and think there's nothing here. We're not to be like that. We are not to give it a quick going over and that's it done. Close God's word, set it down. We are to study diligently. We are to search for it as though searching for a hidden treasure. We're not to give up. We're to be continually looking for the wealth and the riches and the gems and the richness of God's wisdom. Our search into God's word is to be a lifelong study. We are to give it the same effort that people give to looking for material possession. There are some people in the world who give their whole lives to getting a bigger salary, a bigger car, nicer holidays, more clothes, more things to fill the house with. People pursue material possessions. People give themselves to gaining more and more. We are to be looking for more and more. But we are to be doing it within God's word. Finding not the material possessions the world offers, but the eternal riches and treasures that God has in store in His truth. We are to be like the Bereans of Acts chapter 17, verse 11. These Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They receive the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. We are to give God's word an all-out effort in study. There are some beautiful blessings and benefits of walking in wisdom. There are many beautiful benefits. We're going to be looking at those in a moment. But the Father is making an appeal to us. He's laying down a condition. If you study the Word, if you give yourself to the truth, as if you're searching for hidden treasures, then this is an appeal from a father to his children. Receive the word. Listen carefully to it. Give yourselves full attention to the word. Pray for wisdom. Pray for understanding. Search the scriptures. That sounds like a lot of hard work. Will the effort really be worth it? Well, let's now turn our attention to verses 5 to 22. And let's find out what are the benefits of wise words. So the benefits wise words bring, the benefits or the blessings, we could say, that wise words bring. Verse 5 is the beginning of the then section. So that conditional clause, remember, if we do these things, and verse 5 starts with then. Here are the benefits. The first one is that we will have a greater understanding of our salvation. We will have a greater understanding of our salvation. You will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. If you remember back to last week, we saw that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. This is reverent submission to God. This is coming before the promise-keeping God, the God of salvation. It's the realization that we are guilty sinners, but that through Christ, salvation has been provided. It's the knowledge that we can only approach God through our Savior. And friends, this is salvation knowledge. And here is the blessing or the benefit of receiving wisdom. We will understand our salvation more and more. We will know God more and more. We will be more convinced of God's truth for our lives. We will have greater assurance of what we have in Christ. To have wisdom, to grow in wisdom, is to be assured of who we are in Christ. If we give ourselves to these things, then you can understand the fear of the Lord. You can understand the salvation that the covenant God has brought to your life. You can know God more and more. The Father in heaven who sent the Son to die for you. You can understand His ways in greater depth. Notice that although we have to put in effort to study, to pray, and to listen, ultimately, it is God who gives wisdom. The Lord gives wisdom. Verse 6. Yes, we put in effort. We're to do that as believers. But it's God who strengthens us for the task. It's God who provides for us in the task. It's God who pours out the riches of His storehouse for us. It's God who leads us. And as we give ourselves to searching wisdom, as we give ourselves in studying God's word and listening, we'll find that God delights in teaching us. God delights in giving us our heart's desire. The blessing and the benefit of pursuing these wise words is that we will know God more, we will understand our salvation more, and God is pleased to give us that wisdom, to help us understand, to lead us into His truth. We will have a greater understanding of our salvation. The second benefit of wisdom is God's protection guiding our life. God's protection guiding our life. Verse 7 and 8. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. He guards the paths of justice and watches over the way of his saints. What's the benefit of pursuing wisdom? It's having God at our side. The picture of the shield, it's one that's common throughout Scripture. It's an image that we can understand. Our way is protected. And it's the wisdom of God that is a shield for us. God protects us. As His children, as we seek to live Christ-like lives, as we give ourselves to living for Christ, we are told that wisdom watches over us and wisdom covers us. That Christ is with us. It means that when we are being attacked, when we are being tempted, when we are being led astray, the wisdom of God, that is the knowledge that we have by God's grace in our minds and hearts, and Christ Himself is there protecting us, leading us, guiding us, giving us the strength that we need. This is a wonderful truth for the Christian. As we walk with Christ and as we pursue wisdom, we have our Savior at our side. We know Him at our side. We experience Him at our side. He is our shield. He guards our way. We are told that God watches over the way of His saints. The word saint here is a beautiful word. It's those who are in covenant relationship with God. Those who are in covenant love with God. It's that eternal loving kindness of God towards us. And God watches over us. What a wonderful blessing and benefit that is. We can walk in the right way knowing that His way is for our good. And knowing that nothing can happen to us outside of His control. As we walk in wisdom, we benefit in knowing that we are protected. We are kept in His grace. The third benefit of pursuing wisdom, of following wise words, is we will be morally discerning. We will be morally discerning. Verses 9 to 11. For the person who receives wisdom, if we give ourselves to wise words, then we have a great resource for living by. We're told that we are capable of fending off the attacks of folly. We are told here that we can stand against the evil around us. We're told that we are prepared to walk in the right way. We're wise enough to do it. You will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path, for wisdom will come into your heart, knowledge will be pleasant to your soul, discretion will watch over you. If a problem arises, the child of God who has gained wisdom has the resources to deal with it. We face many problems, many challenges. There are issues that arise day by day. How do we know what to do? Some people believe the way to find wisdom is when a problem arises, you get your Bible, you open it randomly, and just hope that it lands in a verse that can speak to you. God doesn't promise to give us wisdom that way. If we have been listening, if we've been studying diligently, if we are praying for wisdom, then God gives us wisdom. And then we can make right decisions in our lives. Then we can choose the right path to follow. Then we can walk in a way that is just and righteous. Then we can go the good way. Then we can discern what is the best thing to do in this situation. Isn't that a wonderful benefit? For situations that you face this week, for issues that come up in your life, you will be able to know what is the right thing to do. You will be able to discern what is the Christ-like course of action to take if you've been listening to God's word, if you've been praying for wisdom, if you've been studying it. Isn't that what parents want for their children? Don't you want your children to know how to do the right thing? When to do the right thing? When to say no? When to say yes? Don't you want your children to be able to walk in paths of justice and righteousness? Don't you want them to be able to discern between right and wrong? This is the benefit of following wise words, is that we can discern when we are listening, and praying, and studying. We can have great discretion and discernment. What a wonderful blessing. The fourth benefit is deliverance from evil. Deliverance from evil. Verses 12 to 19. There's deliverance from evil men. Deliverance from temptation. There are wicked people out there who want to draw us into line with their thinking. But wisdom, wise words will help us to avoid evil men. Temptation can come along. We're going to be looking again and again at this woman in verses 16 to 19 as we go through Proverbs. But temptation can come along. We can be tempted to look at things that we shouldn't be looking at, going to places we shouldn't be going to, giving ourselves to things that we shouldn't be touching. Wise words can help us to avoid, can help us say no to temptation, can help us to flee from temptation. The benefit of having Christ's word in our hearts, the benefit of storing Christ's word up in our hearts and minds, is that we will be able to resist the wicked. We'll be able to say no. How many times when we fall into sin, when we stumble, when we do the same sin time and time again, and we say to ourselves, why couldn't I just say no? If you receive my words, if you call out for insight, If you seek it like silver, then you can be delivered from the way of evil. Then you can say no to temptation. What a benefit of wise words. What a blessing for us. We'll be able to turn our eyes away and flee from what is immoral. And then the fifth benefit of wise words for godly living, it's found in verses 20 to 22. These are the concluding words of the Father's appeal. We will be kept on the right path, and we will inherit the land. These closing words highlight two paths for us. One is the path of righteousness that leads to eternal life, and the other is the path of the wicked, and it leads to destruction. One is the path of promise of salvation. The other is the inevitable outcome of sin. One of the benefits of wise words, one of the benefits of following wisdom and truth, is that we will be on the path to eternal life. Remember, this is being spoken of to the Son of the Father. This is to the believer. And we will know for sure that we are headed to eternity when we are following wisdom, when we are following Christ. And there's a promise for us. And that is that we will inherit the land, eternal life with Christ. And this is the greatest benefit. As we pursue wise words, we will be with Christ. But there's a warning here. And the warning is for those who are outside of Christ. The wicked will be cut off from the land. That is those who don't pursue wisdom. Those who don't pursue Christ. Your end is destruction. Eternal separation from God the Father. The benefits of wise words are glorious. They are splendid. They are beautiful. But with these benefits, there is a slight problem that I have. And that is, there are many times when I don't show this wisdom. Maybe you're thinking the same. Yes, we listen. We pray. We study God's word. But there's been times when I've walked down the path of wickedness. There's been times when I've strayed from the right path. There's been times when the call of people who do evil has led me away. Times when that forbidden woman has appeared and my eyes have been diverted towards her. What happens to me then? Well, there's a wonderful truth about Proverbs 2. And that is who the Son is. And who wisdom is. Christ Jesus. None of us can perfectly follow this course of action. But Christ has. And Christ is the one who received the words of the Father. He was the one who inclined his heart. He was the one who grew in wisdom and understanding. He is the one who prayed to his Father in heaven, the perfect Son of God. He is the one who had wisdom stored up. And his ways were always perfect. And he did this for us. And so the wonderful truth about Proverbs 2 is that we are to look to this one. We are to look to Christ. We are to give ourselves to Christ. And as we do so, as God's children, we find that we are made more like Christ. And we can come to God and confess our unworthiness. We can confess that at times we have gone the wrong way. We've made the wrong decision. But there is forgiveness. And in Christ we will walk and we will inhabit the land. And the wonderful promise is that for those who have maybe been on the path of wickedness, and maybe that's you this morning, maybe you've been following those wicked ways, you've forsaken the covenant God. Maybe you are on the path towards destruction. There's great hope this morning. And it's found in Christ. Conditional clause. If you come to Him. If you turn to the one who is wisdom. If you come to Christ, then you too can be set on the right path. And His righteousness and His goodness covers us. And friends, as believers, if we want to grow more and more in the knowledge of this salvation, if we want to understand more our Savior, and if we want to walk more according to His way, then we are to give effort. We are to give ourselves to studying His Word and listening to it and praying for these wise words to be implanted in our hearts that we may know these benefits more and more in our lives. Amen.